This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli military spokesman Daniel Hagari said Sunday that dozens of terrorists had surrendered to Israeli forces amid their ground offensive in the Gaza Strip. Israel confirmed it has been detaining increasing numbers of Palestinians, men, for interrogation as it pushes ahead with its war effort. Hagari said the arrests took place in two Hamas strongholds. Now, those believed to be U.S.-designated terrorists, Hamas members, are taken away for investigation while others are told to head south. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukraine's leader Volodymyr Zelensky are scheduled to meet at the White House on Tuesday.
The Biden administration is stepping up the pressure on Congress to provide billions more in aid to Kyiv in its war with Russia. The White House says the visit is intended to underscore the United States' unshakable commitment to Ukraine's defense against Russia's invasion at this critical moment. President Biden has asked Congress for a $110 billion package of wartime funding for Ukraine and Israel, but the request is caught up in a debate over U.S. immigration policy and border security. Zelensky also has been asked to speak to senators. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
Two boats carrying more than 300 Rohingya Muslims, including emaciated women and children, have arrived at Indonesia's northernmost province after being adrift for weeks. One boat had been lost at sea for about 1.5 months and carrying 135 passengers. It arrived on Sunday at a beach, and the other boat carrying nearly 180 people also docked Sunday at another beach. This is VOA News.